I worked on it from the day one. Three walls in telling me. From day one, I was sort of planning my succession. I didn't think it would take 24 years. I mean, one of my goals from day one was to create a thing I thought would be a permanent institution and have to survive me. And when we first started Cloud 74, and this is maybe a distraction because it doesn't answer your question, or maybe I should. Anyway, we started Cloud in 73, 74. The organizing work was in 73, and the official launching was a retreat weekend in 74. But then I had this sabbatical due from the RJC, and I couldn't take it because City College offered me a job conditional on my showing up the first right then and there, and then they said they'd give me a sabbatical later on. Anyway, to make a long story short, in 74, 75, we took that delayed sabbatical. Family loved it, I loved it, and we talked about it. They didn't want to come back. They wanted to stay. We've always wanted to go, and all we have before May. So I said, well, give me 5 years, because if I don't go back now, Cloud will not make it. It was just starting, it was very weak, and I was basically a key player. So I said, give me 5 years. It shows you how bad judgment is. Of course, it took not 5 years, but closer to from 74, 75 till 95, till I really could leave. I'm not trying to play, I want to leave and they won't either, but I meant, so I mean, that was one of the criteria. And then in 93 or 92, when we set up the Jewish Life Network, Michael offered me the job at that time full time, and I said, no, I didn't think Klaus was ready. So for 2 years, I worked for him 2 days a week, and he bought my time from Klaus.
Oh, I see.
From 95 to 97. And then I felt by 97 that, you know, comfortable that Cloud would make it without me. And so basically, as I said, it took 24 years, what I hoped would be 5 years. But anyway.
Sounds like this project.
So again, anyway, to come back to the question, your first question is, what I don't want to be remembered. Haven't come to a conclusion about that yet. Most of my life I've sort of kept so frantically busy I haven't had to think about my eulogy yet. But so I'm really not sure that there is one theme. I mean, I would like to remember it in part as the husband of Blue Rock and as the parent of my children. I think that's extraordinary.
Lovely.
But which includes the fact that I had enough brains to defend and back and support them. That couldn't believe it. I worked, of course, in each one of them.
Well, I was going to ask you.
Let me come back to the other question. Remember, there's one thought, however, I forget now how this came up sometime in the last few years. I don't know even what the conversation was. It was a conversation, some of us have asked me. In terms of what, if you could pick out one thing. And at that time, I think it had to do with some conversation about all the things we started out of Jewish Life Network. I think one of the life themes is starting new projects or starting new organizations. And it had to do, I think, with a broader issue. In other words, so we had this conversation. In the 60s, I was involved starting Yavna, which didn't survive. It was the first Orthodox college student organization. And of course, the student struggle for Soviet Jewry, of which Jacob Birnbaum was the dominant figure, but I was involved in its establishment and getting it started. I was one of the active people for it. And then in the 70s, I started Klal and Zachor, which turned out to be the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum. Started as a project as a whole, which was a cloud project, and then we spun it off because we had this incredible opportunity with the President's Commission on the Holocaust, where the network person there was Stu Eisenstadt, who was a member of Cloud's board and had been turned on by Cloud and my work, and then convinced Carter to set up a Holocaust memorial. And Ellie Rizal served as the chairman, I served as their director. We basically divided up the jobs so we'd have control of it. I'm not sure I want to go on public say it quite that bluntly, but that was about, so that, and of course, Zachor then, basically, you know, the executive committee Zachor became almost all of the members of the Holocaust Commission, which then proposed and set up the museum. So, in the 70s, set up Kollel and the other organization, the Association for Jewish Studies. Again, I wasn't the founder, but I was one of probably 5 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
We started the Association of Jewish Studies, which was the college Association of Jewish Studies at the college level, which also broke out in the 70s. And before that, in the 60s, 70s, before that, there had been very few Jewish studies programs. In the 80s, I'm trying to remember, all through, so like in every decade, there were 3 or 4. In the 80s, we started another organization that really did not continue because it was basically a front of Kollel, which is to bring Orthodox conservative form rabbis together as a group for their dialogue.